She was a single mother of four. Her husband died when she was 36 years old. She became a part of the suffrage movement and later was given the honor of being Mother of the Year. She wore many different hats and was instrumental in South Dakota in getting the ratification of the 19th Amendment. And her daughter, Gladys Pyle, went on to be the first female U.S. Senator, the first female to serve in the South Dakota House of Representatives, and the first Secretary of State in South Dakota. So because of her mother's efforts, she alone was able to accomplish those particular things in serving our state.